The House Education Committee approves a bill that would allow colleges and universities to contact parents or designated individuals if a student experiences a mental health crisis. New Orleans Democrat Alicia Boyd says currently schools are not allowed to contact parents about their child's mental health.
Believe it or not, they are not contacted for anything unless the students give permission. Even with regard to their grades, any information, although the parents are paying for it all.
The committee also passed a resolution asking the SEC not to schedule LSU home football games in September before 6 p.m. It's being proposed by Harry Hand Republican John Ilg, who noted that last September 21st, LSU was forced to play a home game at 2:30 p.m. with a game time temperature of 90 degrees.
With heat indexes well over 100 degrees, there were over 70 people that needed to be treated medically.
Ilg says he went to the game with a group of friends. Only two made it to halftime. If you use your driver's license as your main form of identification to board a commercial flight, it now has to be Real ID compliant. Matt Boudreau with the Office of Motor Vehicles says Real IDs are also required to enter certain federal offices.
The Department of Homeland Security is just recommending residents to contact federal buildings before you visit just to see if they require a certain document or a form of identification before you visit.
Boudreau says non-Real ID compliant driver's licenses will work for everything else. For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein on TIX FM.